tired of this, are you? You ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, truthfully, you're always you're just looking forward to that opener, but you understand that this is necessary. This is the opportunity we have to come together, put the pads on, you know, one of the big challenges in today's football is you got a lot of new faces and putting the whole thing together. We know we got better. We know the management gave us all the tools, and now we got to go put it to work on the field.
I know yesterday you called this the grind. Is that what it is? You kind of wake up and you're like, does it get old? Does it get monotonous a little bit?
Well, you know, this is the grind, but it's how you deal with that. Some people kind of fade right now, and other people, you know, the professionals get stronger and understand that, yeah, it's tough, but this is the time when you got to be on your details more than ever. And we fortunately have a good team who understands that and comes out you know, we most of the time we're having real good sharp practices, and if we don't, we start them over. So you better have a good one.
John, one word to describe Jim Bates.
Oh gosh, passionate. I think he loves football, and that shows out there. And that's fun to play for a guy who is so passionate about the game. He's got a high energy level, giving you many more words than one. But it's really a joy. He reminds me a lot of the guy I played for in Tampa, and Monty Kiffin. They're both very passionate, both proven. But I think everyone thinks of these great defensive coordinators that they're outwitting the opponent, and they do that, but they believe more in just techniques and fundamentals and doing the little things right. And if we can do that, we know that this defense works, and we feel like we've got the tools to really make it work.
Is there an inherent respect level there? You guys know his resume.
Absolutely.
He's one of the biggest named defensive coordinators in the league.
Absolutely, and he has been for a long time, and his work speaks for itself. Now it's our job. He's done it with the players there in Miami. We want to take it to another level here.
John, talk about Hamza. What kind of development has he made?
You know, I think he's really one of the stars of camp thus far. He's a guy for a long time that we've seen has the physical tools to play the safety position, but the safety position's a real cerebral position. You're asked to do a lot of things, and so sometimes it takes a while, and you can see it just clicked for him this year, and he's you match the mental part of it, with the physical talent that he has. You put that together, you've got a special player, and I think he's got an opportunity to be a very, very good player in this league.
In the red zone today, the fans were calling defense. You guys came up with one right on cue, it seemed.
Yeah, that was nice. We had a good, energetic crowd out. We have for the most part. People are excited for football. People are excited for this season, and that's fun. It helps lift us, you know, through these dog days at camp.
Whose group was louder, yours or Nick's?
Well, we had the Go Broncos. I'd like to think the Broncos was a little louder, but pretty good teamwork, actually.
How did that whole thing come to pass, the two of you getting together?
We're just having fun with the fans down there. You know, you're trying to focus on practice, but you don't want to ignore the fans because they come out here to support you. So we just thought we'd have a little fun with them.
John, doing a story on Todd Sauerbrunn. Can you outbench him, do you think?
Probably not. Maybe out bench, but I know I can't out bicep curl because I think that's all he does over there. He just goes and works those buys out there. But different looking punter. But, you know, I've played against Todd since the time when he first came in the league with the Bears, and we had a pretty good punt returner, Carl Williams. But he ever broke through there, Boom would just go hunt him down. I mean, I think when Boom came out, he ran a 4.5, so pretty good athlete as well.
Do you need those biceps as a punter then?
Not really. Looks good on TV, though. I think that's his philosophy.
John, how much are you looking forward to seeing Travis Henry run against somebody else other than you?
Yeah, I really am looking forward to it. You know, you can see why, you know, studying him a little bit, one of the neat statistics about him, he gets better as time goes on in games. Someone told me yesterday that his 11 through 20 carry average throughout his career is much higher than his 0 through 10, and you can see why. He wears you out. He doesn't give you a big surface to hit. He's low to the ground. He's powerful. He's got the speed, too, and when you put that all together, you've got a real good back, and it's going to be fun to watch him in this game.
Mike wasn't overly pleased with the offense yesterday. How much better did they look to you today? How much more crisp?
They look good. You know, I think we took the pads off today. It always is a little sharper, crisper if you know how to practice that way, and that's one of the things we've been good. We started a little slow today, and we picked it up and had a real good practice.
Did you watch the whole thing stuff the other night, guys?
You know, I saw clips of it. I didn't get a chance. It was our. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I saw clips of Irvin's speech and Thurman Thomas. Thought they both did a great job.
Does it make you think, like, kind of thing, like, well, what would I say? And I can't wait there. I hope I get that chance to be up there.
No, really. You know, I'll tell you, having my first year, we got the opportunity to go over and watch the Hall of Fame speech. It just shows you how special this league is. And it just makes you want to win championships because that's the common thread with all those people. Although Thurman never won one, they were there four times. It makes you want to do that. Makes you want to win.
You've done that, so, but I mean, do you think about the Hall
I
want
to do it more. That's what I think about when I watch it. Yeah.
John, it's
thanks, John.
Thanks, John.